This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Odd Spots News at insert time.
Now, a man in Arizona claims he's finally learned his lesson about messing around with snakes after getting bitten for the second time in his life. The 48-year-old man was holding a birthday party for his child at home when he picked up a rattlesnake and began playing with it. Nice. When the kids saw it, I grabbed it, he said. I showed them how to catch it and I was playing with it like little kids do. After posing for several photos, he lost his grip on the snake's head and the reptile bit him on the neck and face. The snakebite veteran said he had the presence of mind to ask friends to rush him to hospital. I said, we got to go now because I know what's going to happen. So he was...
That's the advantage of having bitten before.
That's true. Brilliant. Because on this occasion he was intubated, you know, where they
nicely
put a tube
said.
Down your throat, and sedated for 5 days. And of course, so he says, I ain't going to play with snakes no more. So please be careful at that because it is snake season. There's a lot of brownies around.
Do we have them here?
Not rattlesnakes.
No, man. Just snakes in general.
Oh, my goodness. What? Yes.
How long have you been here?
In Melbourne.
Yeah. Yes. That person, the Darwin Award, they should have just let him die and he could have been, Oh, really? You're going, oh, you've done it again, you silly duffer. We're just going to let you go this time.
That's right.
What was he doing? Were you just showing off in front of...
Showing off to the kids.
Children.
Yeah.
Right.
Global hair care brand, Pantene, has a new spokesperson, one-year-old Japanese toddler, Baby Chenko. Oh. After her mum started to post pictures of her daughter's rather large, full and lustrous mane, Baby Chenko gained an online following. Her Instagram has over 300,000 followers.
That's so sweet. We are literally going through Baby Chenko's Instagram right now. So sweet. The biggest full hair.
So lush. Alison also told us to look before, at the Instagram before she started. I actually follow the baby. I knew it.
You knew her already?
I was already a follower. I'm a sucker for good hair.
Tell you what, in the winter, I grow my leg hair out and I reckon I can get it as long as that.
Long and lush. You're a sicko.
And a 46-year-old Irish woman who married a 300-year-old pirate has announced the marriage is over. The woman changed her name by deed poll after being married to the pirate by a shaman priest in international waters. While she hasn't revealed the cause of the split, she says all will be revealed in time and is warning others to be very careful when dabbling in the spiritual world. The woman says she initially insisted on the marriage because she wasn't into casual sex with the spirit and wanted a proper commitment. Perhaps she was just hooked.
Was it an actual person or just a spiritual presence that she married?
Well, I understand it's a ghost, so you would have to say it's a spiritual presence.
Goodness me.
It's very... Was it the ghost of Mrs. Muir? Wasn't that...
Oh, well, let's go through the ghosts of history and decide which one it might be.
Dorian Gray is a good one.
He was a ghost, was he?
Wasn't he? Wasn't he a painting of a
person? Well, he was a painting, an aging painting up in the attic.
There's overlaps there.
Yeah. But I'm thinking if a shaman priest marries you to a ghost, you need a shaman divorce lawyer to get out of it.
Yeah. He was around more than my ex-husband.
There we are.
That's not true at all.
I understand it. Neither do I, Captain.
I wonder where they hook up. How do you hook up with a deceased pirate?
The mind boggles.
Now we're getting somewhere. This is what I've been talking about for years.
Another sleeping deceased pirate.
Another part of the article said he used to disappear in bed.
And a father was visited by police after he posted a joke on Facebook about accidentally giving his baby son hot chili sauce. Paul Dawson, aged 39, had written about a trip to TGI Fridays where he put his knuckle in his baby's mouth to pacify him but forgot he had just eaten chili. He was left tearful when officers attended his property because somebody reported the post.
Is there a law against not feeding your children hot chili sauce? Like, what age you need to be able to?
I have no idea, but I just feel awful for this baby. It was born on New Year's Day and then it's already had chili.
There's no specific law about a baby eating chili.
I'm just imagining like a little pamphlet or something that you get sent home from the hospital with. Outlining all the things that you can do.
Oh my God, it'd be a lot of pages in that pamphlet.
And finally, Sainsbury's has become the first UK high street supermarket to stock edible insects. Barbecue flavour roasted crickets are being put on sale in 250 stores across the country from Sunday. They are described as crunchy in texture with a rich smoky flavour. Packets of the insects will cost about £1.50 or about $2.65 Australian.
This is a follow-up to a story I brought you several months ago.
Go on. Is it the exploding toilet?
No.
I covered your history, your archive.
The best bits, yes. No. A Florida gas station owner is asking people not to warm urine in the microwave.
Remember this one?
Certainly top four.
Front bottom, not bad.
top four for the year.
Parul Patel, owner of On the Fly convenience store and gas station, says random people are walking in off the street, microwaving urine containers, then leaving.
Patel, are they taking the urine with them?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Patel says, we got sick and tired of it. The gas station is within walking distance of a lab offering drug testing services and collect urine samples. Patel says, some people walk into our store so desperate to pass their tests, they become violent when they're asked to leave. A few months ago, one woman was so aggressive, Patel decided to put the sign on the microwave, which reads, "Don't microwave your pee." The nearby lab declined to comment.
Well, so, we have that very same sign here at Joy. Yes.
I love a good passive-aggressive kitchen sign.
Yes. Don't, I, of course, have a little stall out the front.
I'm going to...
Shall I tell you my favourite sign?
Yeah, go on.
It's when you've got a sign and then you have a second sign that says, "Don't make me tap the sign."
It's got to be a discussion. That was good.
I like that story very much. But can you just tell me from a factual point of view, and I know you've got a deep background in science, and microwaving your pee, does it change the chemical constitution of it? Or is
I don't think it does, but people going for drug tests have been led to believe that it does.
Right, okay.
If you put it in with a spoon, it probably does.
Yeah, sure it does.
Right. Explosive.
I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.